This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Morning Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to have Mickey Robinson from the Cool Country Chamber of Commerce here. And we have the Sirocco Boys here, so that means one thing. It's Italian-American Days. That means our fair and festival season starts this weekend. It starts in Beneld. It ends in Beneld. We'll have them coming up right after this. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Our conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, it is our mission to provide the families of this area with caring, compassionate, and professional funeral services, and to assist them as they celebrate the life of the loved one they have lost. At Plummer Funeral Home, we provide families of all faiths and cultures with respect, compassion, and comfort as they mourn for their loved ones and come to terms with their loss. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show. Tobin Ott here with you, our guest this week from the Beneld Italian Club. It's Ed and Jerry Sirocco. We also have John Sacchetta here as well. Mickey Robinson from the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce is here as well. Mickey gets his own microphone today. This is scaring me. Should I be scared?
Good morning.
Morning.
You're looking so different, I don't know what to say.
Well, you know. Speaking of that, I want to thank everyone. This is the first time I've had the opportunity to thank the donors. I recently was chosen to put my hair on the line to raise money for the Montgomery County Cancer Association and the Breast Cancer Support Group, two great organizations that serve us locally here. And in a span of less than 2 weeks, we raised over $1,100 for the organization, and I ended up now with a new look, going with the bald look. And I want to thank everyone for their donations and that. So everything went well. Couldn't have gone any better. So I know. And I hear Uncle Ralph upstairs laughing his butt off. I could just, when they shaved my head, that's the first voice I heard, Uncle Ralph laughing hysterically. So, but we've got the Sirocco Boys here.
They're here for how many years now, guys? 60?
61. It'll be 61 this year. We've been having this celebration going on, so hopefully we get some good weather and good cooperation from the community and have a good attendance.
And, of course, like we mentioned at the start of the program, the fair and festival season starts in Beneld and it ends in Beneld. And what a way to start it off. The Italian-American Days is this weekend. And, Ed, let's start things off with you, buddy. Let's talk about this year's celebration.
Well, again, the whole point of our celebration is we try to raise enough money that we can support a lot of different causes in town. And that not only includes the city of Beneld, but we donate to a lot of things, to the school, events that the kids have, anything that anybody can kind of come up with, we try to support. So we support, chorus kids come out and help us during the weekend. We give the choral group a donation, so they'll be out there. We support the ads for the sporting teams when they're in games and stuff like that. So probably we'll have ads this weekend with Gillespie makes the win tonight, which hopefully they will, in softball. And so it's just a fun weekend. It's if the weather's great, it's a good time out, and it's really relatively cheap when you figure the armbands that we have available three of the four days, and then on Saturday night, the fact that you can buy an arm, you can ride each ride for $1 a ride.
And and the rides with you guys is always top notch. You got very good rides every year with Swear Brothers.
Yeah, Swear. They do an excellent job. Those guys treat us really, really well. The carnival is very, very clean. Everything is updated. Everything is checked. I mean, it's probably one of the safest carnivals in the state of Illinois.
Italian American Days runs May 23rd through the 26th. That's out at the Beneld City Park. Let's run over some of the highlights here. It all starts the 23rd at 4 o'clock, doesn't it?
Starts 4 o'clock on Friday the 23rd with our annual fish fry that we kick off with. And then, like Ed said, we have armbands from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock. $20 gets you rides all night for those 4 hours and that. We have a band coming in called Hicktown from 7:30 to 11:30. And then Saturday, the education station kicks off with a 5K, 1K run. That's registration starts at 7 o'clock, and their running starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and that's at the Beneld City Ball Field. And then we open again at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon with all the stands opening. Band is Agent 99 from 7:30 to 11:30. The all rides are $1 a ride. You can't beat that price anywhere.
No, you can't.
And then Sunday is our big day of the weekend, and that we start at 11 o'clock in the morning. We serve a ton of spaghetti from 11 to 1:30. We've got the Bunya Cow, the combo from 11 to 2, Avery Hill from 3 to 7, and then Smash Band is back again from 7:30 to 11:30. Arm bands run from 12 to 4, $20 again on Sunday. And then Monday we go from 12 to 6 with arm bands from 1 to 5 for $20 again. So we've got a good cheap weekend for the parents and the kids and that. So hopefully we'll get good weather and have a good turnout.
And you think about the arm bands and that. The parents actually thought about how much those tickets would be if the armbands weren't there. That's a lot of money.
And really, the biggest problem with the armbands, to some extent, is that the kids by the end of 3 hours are so worn out because they go from ride to ride to ride to ride to ride. Mm-hmm. It's a fun time for the kids because they can hit a lot of rides. It's amazing how often those kids hit the rides. We also have bocce ball on Sunday afternoon, so anybody who has never played the game can come out and watch that. They also have bingo every night, so you can come out and play bingo. If you want to sit down and take a five while your kids are riding rides, you can play bingo for a while and stuff.
How long does it take you guys to put this on? Obviously, this is a well-oiled machine that you know when it's going to be. I think musically, you did a good job getting a couple local bands. I know Hicktown's got a couple local guys in that band. Agent 99 is local.
As is Bunya Cow. The combo is local also. And that Avery Hill's out of Belleville, and then Smash is out of St. Louis.
Yeah,
but he's been coming to us for over 12 years now, and he puts on a wonderful performance and brings a great group of people.
But how long does it take you to put this festival on?
Well, we start talking about next year's festival as soon as this celebration ends in it. I mean,
that
we don't,
quick?
Yes. Yeah.
You don't take time off, like a week or two off, and say, let's recharge the batteries?
He doesn't know the schedules, does he? Really?
No, yeah. Well, there's a lot of other things that go on also during the year for us. So we put up the flags now. The Lions Club ended in Bunnell, so the Italian Club took over the flags on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
So we purchased all new flags last year. So we have our members, again, put the flags up and take them down for all the different flag events.
Okay.
We also do the Christmas lights, so we take them up and put them down. We do the Easter egg hunt along with conjunction with the fire department in town. And we also do the Halloween parade. So when you figure out all those different events in there,
it adds up quickly.
So yeah. It's kind of meeting. And then, okay, there's so many people we need for this week and this week and this week. And again, we can't do it without volunteers. The members do a lot of the stuff, but we have a lot of people that volunteer, come out, give us a couple hours in each stand. It really helps out a bunch. And that's true of any small town. If you don't have volunteers, people who are willing to come out, and the people who support the things, you know, it's easy to look and say, gee, I wonder how come this isn't around anymore. And a good example might be like the Rotary and the Lions Club, you know, and Bunnell and Gillespie. Those things are dwindling because you can't get people. Everybody's too busy. But then when those things disappear, you wonder what happened. So we've been pushing to try to get this stuff done. I mean, we built that big pavilion last year. It makes the park really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's an addition to the fact that we built the other pavilion along with the lunch stand repair a few years ago. And we kind of pretty much take care of that. John Balzerine does the painting out there with a couple other people, and John's out there with him, comes home to help paint. I mean, everything is painted and cleaned up or whatever. So there's a lot that goes on during the year.
And you've had fairly good success of having a nice mixture of younger guys and the older guys that helps out with Italian American Days. And that's the kicker. You've got to get the younger guys my age, I'm 35, my age involved to make this work. And is that an easy process?
It's not always easy because, you know, the younger crowd nowadays really can't stick with it. I mean, if you look at Ed and I, we saw a picture the other day. He and I will be doing this for 50 years next year. So you don't find that much commitment.
Look like you've been doing this for 50 years. Seriously.
But we've been doing it since we were in high school. So, I mean, you know, it's 50 years, so that's a long commitment. A lot of people might do it for 5 or 10 years and then drop out of it. So. Yeah. But we've got, like you said, it's a good mixture of young and old and that, and everybody seems to get together. There's no bickering or whatever and that to carry this off.
One neat thing you do right before the park opens on the Friday, you get the group together and you have a moment of silence for all the members, either the members you've lost or the people that you've lost throughout the year. I mean, that's a pretty cool touch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something that we've...
I don't know if I was supposed to see that or not, but the last time I broadcast out there on a Friday, well,
we
do
usually
that.
Do that on Sunday right before the spaghetti dinner. And okay. I mean, that's usually our big day, and that's usually when we get most of the members around, and that's when we like to take a moment of silence to remember all our past members. And, you know, again, unfortunately, we lost a lot of good workers.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you get a lot of people that come back. Year after year, whether John, I think you're what Carolina, right? Basically, grab the mic there. You keep coming back year after year.
Yeah, down in South Carolina, I used to work at Clemson University. Now I'm retired, and when I was down there, we always had baseball tournaments during the festival. So now the baseball tournament's been moved back a week, so now I can come home for a week or two, help paint with Johnny Belzering, or you know, help put up the flags or whatever. So yeah, for me, it's nice to come home for a couple of weeks, see my mom, see my all my buddies and all that, go to ball game in St. Louis or whatever. So it's a nice little...
They have a ball weeks. Team in St. Louis? What? I haven't heard of that.
I'm a Mets fan. I wouldn't know.
Ooh.
Oh. Well, he just at least didn't say the Cubs fan.
Oh, yeah. Or he could be a Blackhawks fan.
Canadians.
Yeah. Canadians? Okay, right. I
can live with that one. But, you've been a mainstay on this program for the past, what, 3 or 4 years?
3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And I remember growing up, helping picking up bottles in the park, you know, and trash and all that kind of stuff when I was a youngster. Just so I haven't been involved in 50 years, but I right. probably got a good 15, 20 years in there somewhere throughout my lifetime.
What's the condition of the park right now?
The park's in good shape right now. I mean, depending upon, you promised us. Now, Tobin has promised us very good weather, so we're going to hold him to that. If not, we're going to shave his head again, and then we're going to do other things to him probably string him up by his heels. But the park's in good shape, and the carnival's all in and up, and they've got a few new rides they've added this year. They've got another new fun house. They've got a dragon roller coaster for the kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. They've got a couple other big rides they've added in. So it's really, there's a lot of things going on in the park all weekend long. You can find something for every age group out there.
Just don't eat the ton of spaghetti and ride the zipper. It never works. I've seen many people try it, and it always ends in a bad scenario. And then the other thing that's really cool, and Jerry, you want to talk about this, is the merchandise, because I know your daughter does a lot with the... is very clever with the bocce ball rags and all that stuff.
Yeah.
What's the product line this week?
Well, this year we got another bocce ball shirt of a unique design, and that'll be on sale again this weekend, along with another Italian shirt. So,
is she bringing back the apron?
We do have some aprons. We have the Italian.
I can't. I don't know if I could say what the apron said, but.
You're not Italian.
No,
so
German Irish.
It's popular at some people's homes.
But all the shirts and that will be in the specialty stand where we have all homemade products. We've got the bagna cauda, we have the homemade meatballs, and homemade salami in that. So
tortellini's good too.
Tortellini soup is also good in that. So yeah. That's our highlight.
You got a lot of great food though. With the Italian-American days. A lot of great food.
And none of our prices have gone up. We've kept all our prices, even with the increasing costs in the grocery stores and things like that. Mm-hmm. We've kept our prices the same as they've been for the last couple of years. So we're hoping that we can continue to do that in the future years.
And we try to buy everything local again. And Randy's Market in Benelton Gillespie really helped us out a lot. They've really bent over backwards to help us with our purchases and stuff, which really makes it a lot easier. FEMA's done the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, everything is local, basically, is what it comes down to. And that's the thing, like I said earlier, with the small towns, if you don't have the local support and the local help, you don't have a lot of things, and people don't realize it until it's gone. You know, mm-hmm. something disappears, and all of a sudden it goes, gee, what happened to that? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, well, there isn't enough support. There aren't enough people coming out, or there's not enough workers or whatever. And in small communities, that's what makes small communities set apart from a lot of the bigger cities.
And absolutely, and you got to have the force behind to make things work. With the Italian club, with the club, what's membership like? I mean, how are you guys doing membership wise?
We've got 40 active members is what we've got, both in, you know, with changing times, we've included some females now in that. So now it's a mixture of both male and females in that. Prior to that, it used to be an all-male organization, but we've got 40 good members.
How much are dues?
a whole dollar a year. I mean, but you know, it's not so much about being a member; it's about being a worker. You know, we're not a social organization because anybody can join a social organization.
Right.
We want doers is what we'd like to have in that, because we do, like my brother said earlier, we do a lot of things in town, the flags and the Christmas lights and things like that. And trust me, it's cold putting Christmas lights up on a ladder and a backhoe in December and taking them down in January and things like that. So
you guys are putting the flags up in the wind.
Right. And you guys are in charge if, let's say, the Christmas lights are in disarray and you want to update them, that's your call to make.
Right.
You have to go to the village.
We buy all our own Christmas lights. Before we put them up, we have a group of guys, again, Italian Club members. We have an unheated building that they sit in there and they change all the bulbs out that they can or whatever, and then we hang them up on the poles, and if one of them breaks off, we go out there in the wind and try to put them back up and things like that. And like my brother was saying about the membership, we have an application form. You know, people say, gee, can I join? Well, then we send them an application form. And the whole point is we have 4 days plus this week we work every night out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're expected to be out there 4 days and this week or whatever is what it comes down to, as much as you can. We can't have a member that says, well, I want to join and I worked 2 hours. 2 hours doesn't help us. We need those people and then the volunteers to do the 2 hours along with it. And without those people, we wouldn't be able to make it either.
And that sometimes can be a tough sell, because especially with the younger guys, they've got their jobs, they've got maybe newly formed families or something along
they've
those
got
lines.
Kids playing ball, they've got kids doing this, that, or whatever.
They're coaching. Yeah.
Yep.
A couple of good things. The spaghetti has improved over the years. I don't know what you've done with it, but it's improved dramatically.
We have Brad Miller stirring the sauce, and Brad always puts that extra little spin on this stuff.
So I want to know. If he's getting involved, that's going to be interesting. But he does the sauce, huh? And then, And then bocce ball. I learned about bocce ball from Italian American Days. Didn't know what it was until I saw it. And that is a huge event for you guys. It's amazing how many people come to play.
Yeah, we usually get about 60 teams a year, both men and women in that. Fly Rebus and his group do a great job of running the event, and hopefully again we'll have a large turnout this year, but everything is weather dependent. So
you realize there's leagues now started from bocce ball for this. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah
well, there's actually a state bocce ball tournament at the state fair.
I didn't know that either.
Yes and people from all over the state, and it's big time money stuff at the state fair. But we also have the beer tent, and those guys that work the beer tent put in a lot of hours. Joe Scirotto and Anthony Sirocco are kind of in charge of that, and you know. And by the time you get out there, you know, bring the beer wagons in, get it set up, change the barrels out, put the barrels away at night, put the barrels up the next morning,
make sure
get
the barrels
everything
are
cleaned
cold.
Up, make right. sure everything's cold and running and stuff like that. They spend a lot of time out there, and on that concrete, there's a lot of running for those bartenders. So a lot of the people that volunteer, like I say, those are the people that help us, because you spend a couple hours on that concrete, or like those guys do all weekend on that concrete. By the end of the weekend, your legs know it, and so does your body.
And the bartenders, you mentioned that that's they're members of your group too. That's
most,
not
a
like
lot
the
of,
firemen
a
that the proceeds, whatever they get, go to them or anything like that. It's not like that.
No, the fire department runs the wheel. That's all theirs. So,
that's theirs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have the members are in the stand. And members are in all the stands, but a
members
lot of people
and
volunteer.
Volunteers.
Yeah, and volunteers help out and everything.
I know.
And we have a lot of people that step in the beer stand for a couple hours and help out, which really, again, helps a bunch.
One of these years, I'm going to come out there. I'm going to surprise you. I'm not even going to tell you I'm going to do it. I'm just going to come in with an apron and say, put me to work. I'm going to, you know.
That sounds good. That's the kind of attitude we need, Tobin.
So, but it's hard to believe Italian American Days is right around the corner. The park is already set up. That's when I was young, that was always the neatest thing, to drive by the city park and see the carnival rides get set up and that, because it's. You know you're going to have a fun time. So
it happens overnight.
Yes.
Yeah, we wave that big magic wand and everything appears one day, and the next day we come and say, wave it again, and everything disappears.
It's funny. I'm not going to compare. Old Settlers in Hillsboro is like that, because they shut down traffic on a Tuesday night, and they set up the carnival and that on the road. And Old Settlers is on a Wednesday and Thursday. By the time you wake up Friday morning, it's like there was a Ferris wheel right here, and it's gone. I mean, it's like the meanest trick that they could ever play on anyone, but they do it. So, but Italian American Days, May 23rd through the 26th. It's out at the the Bunnell City Park, and it's always a good time. It's
oh, by the way, we have free Wi-Fi this year, sponsored by Madison Cable. So if people are interested in that, you know, they want to get on their laptops or they're sitting relaxing or whatever, or their cell phones, whatever, Madison Cable is providing us with free Wi-Fi out in the park this year.
That's Can they cover the whole park, though? That's yes. a pretty big park.
Yes, they yes, can. We the last 2 years, the Fall Festival for the Chamber had them there, and they worked out all the bugs. And will you let me keep me advised of that if there works up a bug this year?
Well, I'll be out there Friday. I'll keep you out.
Well, I mean, it could happen anytime.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you a text. But it's hard to believe fair and festival season is here this weekend. It starts in Bunnell, Italian American Days. Free spaghetti again. That's Sunday. Get out there early because there will be a line that goes out to the ride area for people wanting free spaghetti. Bocce ball, the same thing. You register at the beer tent on that, and it's just a lot of fun.
And we have a fish stand. We have a lunch stand that provides hamburgers and hot dogs and Italian beef. And like I say, the fish stand's got fish and French fries and stuff. I mean, we kind of cover all the bases as far as food's concerned, too.
Ed, Jerry, John, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by, talking with us about Italian American Days. And, of course, WSMI will be out there at some point this weekend broadcasting from Italian American Days. We're still working out the details on that. More than likely, it looks like it's going to be a Saturday. But
well, come out and see Tobin just in case he decides to have a few refreshments with us and see how he acts.
Yeah, you know, I like those sodas. You know, iced tea now. My wife's got me on a diet now. It's iced tea. Mickey, you've got 90 seconds. Go.
90 seconds?
90 seconds. 90 okay. seconds. Take it for what it is.
Well, the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce is starting to get into their busy season, just like the Italian American Club. We're going to be starting our summer concert series for the 10th year.
That's and incredible.
Every Tuesday night in June and every Tuesday night in July, we have a band booked, and it's from 7 to 8:30, live entertainment. We have some food there, like hot dogs, Big Smokies, Italian beef, and soda and water, and our especially the strawberry shortcake with ice cream.
So,
and the park opens at 6. Bring your lawn chairs. It is free. The only thing you have to do is if you want to buy something to drink or a sandwich.
All right, and you will be back next week on this program to talk about the summer concert series, correct?
With all the bands and
in fact,
everything.
I think I gave you 3 weeks in a row. You're here this week, next week, and the following week.
The Black Diamond Days.
I know. So look forward to that, and that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guests once again, Ed and Jerry Sirocco and John Sicchetta for the Italian American Days. We also have Mickey Robinson here from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. Mickey will be back next week talking about the summer concert series. Until then, we'll talk to you then. So long.